This is WSHU's After All Things, with daily news and culture from around the Long Island Sound. What's up with the air quality the last few days? Amtrak says it's looking into ways to expand rail service throughout southeastern Connecticut. It's Shark Awareness Week. Plus, Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont and the two candidates challenging him for re-election this year faced off at a gubernatorial forum in Bridgeport this week. Those stories and more are ahead. I'm Molly Ingram, in for Sabrina Garone. Connecticut experts say the thick wildfire smoke drifting down from Canada will stick around into the weekend. WSHU's Ebong Udama has more.
Robert Hansen is an environmental scientist at Quinnipiac University. He says the skies are orange because of soot from the Canadian wildfires.
These are very fine particles, less than 2.5 micrometers. The danger is from inhaling these through some of our respiratory system's natural defenses.
The state's Department of Energy and Environmental Protection warns that children, the elderly, and those with pre-existing health conditions such as asthma, heart, and lung problems should limit outdoor activities, especially in the afternoons and evenings. And everyone else should take frequent breaks if they must be outside. Better air quality is expected over the weekend with a weather system that will produce some showers and storms on Saturday and early Sunday. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.
It's Shark Awareness Week, bringing attention to one of the ocean's more misunderstood creatures. WSHU's Sabrina Garone reports more than a dozen species of migratory sharks visit Long Island waters in the summer.
They include sand tiger, hammerhead, spinner, and white sharks. The State Department of Environmental Conservation says their presence is a great sign of a healthy ecosystem keeping the food web in balance. Long Island waters are rich with bunker fish, a favorite snack of the sharks, and they also love to eat other fish that eat bunker, like striped bass. Great South Bay is an important nursery for some of these sharks, but they do tend to feed and hunt more off South Shore beaches and Montauk Point. New York has set aside $1 million in its state budget this year for shark detection after more shark sightings over the last few years and interactions with swimmers. If you're getting in the ocean, avoid swimming at dawn or dusk when sharks are more active. Avoid wearing shiny jewelry. Sharks can mistake it for fish scales under the water. And of course, stay in designated swimming areas where lifeguards are on duty. Sabrina Garone, WSHU News.
Amtrak says it's looking into ways to expand rail service throughout southeastern Connecticut. WSHU's Shelley Hassman-Kadish has more on plans to improve the route from New Haven to Providence.
Amtrak says they'll study how to carry more people and improve rail performance between the two cities, both of which are connected to the larger hubs of New York and Boston by commuter rail. Amtrak has tried to strengthen its presence in the Northeast Corridor before. They faced pushback from locals in some towns where the rail lines run. Amtrak officials say they plan to hold information sessions throughout the region to keep the public in the loop. Transportation officials from both Connecticut and Rhode Island have partnered with federal and Amtrak officials for this study. Shelley Hassman-Kadish, WSHU News.
We're a few months away from Election Day, and this is a big year for Connecticut. The governor is on the ballot. Updates from the campaign trail are just ahead.
What do you get when you mix a murder mystery, a musical comedy, and a Hollywood luncheon? Join WSHU for a special screening of Morton Meets the Eye, a quirky musical comedy mystery that follows amateur sleuth Morton as he searches for the identity of the legendary detective known as the Eye. Along the way, there are songs, clues, surprises, and plenty of laughs. After the film, stay for a conversation with the cast and creative team. It's a fun night out and a fundraiser supporting WSHU Public Radio. Monday, July 20th at the Shue Community Theater in Fairfield Center. For tickets and to watch the trailer, visit WSHU.org.
Connecticut's air quality has worsened as wildfire smoke from Canada continues to blanket the skies. The highest concentration of smoke is expected in and around Bridgeport, Greenwich, Stratford, and Westport. Health officials recommend you avoid prolonged exertion outdoors. West Hartford has reached a $20 million settlement with the family of a 5-year-old boy who collapsed and died at school in 2022. The lawsuit said the school didn't have enough supervision. The payout is the largest known wrongful death settlement paid by a Connecticut municipality. The Suffolk County Water Authority says residents should stop watering their lawns. They say they are reaching their water capacity under the current heat and drought conditions. Residents could experience low water pressure in the early morning. They say the moratorium is necessary to maintain water pressure and for emergency fire response. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont and the two candidates challenging him for re-election this year faced off at a gubernatorial forum in Bridgeport this week. WSHU's Ebong Udama was there and has this report.
The forum, hosted by Faith Acts for Education in Bridgeport, a Black-led community nonprofit, focused on educational equity and civic engagement. Josh Elliott, a state representative from Hamden who is running against Lamont in next month's Democratic Party primary, promised he'd generate more state money for services, including educational equity, by increasing the state income tax on the wealthy.
I'm finding similarities, shared stories between all of us, and we all see the same problems. And we all kind of agree on similar solutions. But we need to retake the political system. The things I'm talking about, they're like 70% plus approval. I'm not the crazy on the left. These are the things that people want. But we have to make sure that we go out and actually vote so that we get the things that we're talking about.
Ryan Fazio, a state senator from Greenwich, is the Republican challenger in the general election. He says his focus is on affordability.
We need to deliver affordability, jobs, and investment back to our state. Cut electric bills by 20% for the average family. Cap property taxes, which keep spiraling out of control. Bring jobs and investment, manufacturing and industry back to Connecticut so that every family that's suffering can reach the middle class and every child can grow up in a neighborhood and a household that is safe, that is prosperous, with great schools abound.
Lamont pivoted from his opponents.
I am shocked that nobody has mentioned Donald Trump here tonight. He is the greatest threat to our democracy. He's the greatest threat to everything we're trying to do in this country. Try being governor with Donald Trump as president of the United States. He's cutting off our renewable power. He's cutting off mental health support. He's cutting off SNAP benefits. And that's not what America's all about, and that's not what Connecticut's all about. If I could do one thing in the next 4 years, is stand up to that man and stand up for what makes Connecticut one of the greatest states, looking out for each other, caring for each other, regardless of race, color, creed, background. We love the state of Connecticut. We love what we stand for.
Connecticut's Democratic Party primary is on August 11th. The general election is November 3rd. Ebong Udama, WSH News.
For the latest from around the Long Island Sound, listen on the radio, online, with our free app, and of course, right here on the After All Things podcast every weekday evening. I'm Molly Ingram, in for Sabrina Garone. I'll be back tomorrow. Talk to you then.